Joining us is 106th District State Representative Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning. I'm calling from Lansing.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier that I've been in my office since 5 o'clock, and we're up very late last night watching those numbers come in, and my Lord, did that thing go down heavy.
We were talking before we went on that, we both had the same kind of feel that it was going to go down, but we just the numbers we thought would be a little closer than an 80-20 kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought 60-40, which is still a major defeat.
Right. But
my Lord, when it comes down to 80-20. And in Gladwin County, I understand 93% of the people that voted no.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I saw some of the numbers from our area also. And it wasn't close in any of the numbers I had seen. So the governor, magnanimous this morning, he said pretty much what we're going to talk about now. Well, it's time to move on then.
It is time to move on. And, you know, things had never stopped moving forward. Obviously, we weren't going to put any other bills out there or proposals out there until this one had a chance to go through and be voted on. And, you know, Kevin, a lot of people, they want to yell at us for putting it on the ballot, and some people understand it, but it's democracy. People have an opportunity to vote on something that's going to cost them a lot of money, or if they believe it benefits them, they had an opportunity to vote on it. So I'm not disappointed putting it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm not pleased with the Safe Road campaign. And again, that was not a government-run campaign. That was private. We're not allowed to spend money to advocate. And their campaign was just terrible. It was all about scaring people into voting instead of trying to convince them why.
Yeah, good point. Because I did see some of the commercials that were out there, and you're right. It was that way. So now what is next? We had talked before we went on that you guys are, of course, moving forward. But what are we looking at now in terms of everybody knows the roads are a mess. But, was discovered yesterday, we want to make sure where that money's going.
Exactly right. You know, first of all, there's going to be some cuts within. We're going to try to find some money within.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if it would have passed, nothing would have happened on May 6th anyway. Nothing would have happened until October 1st of this year. Monies would have started being collected. And then next year, $400 million would have been put at the top of the road funding formula, which ultimately does not get a lot of money to roads. And not until about 2018 would there have been a considerable amount of money going into roads. The plans we're going to be putting together now will get money to roads immediately. And they'll start generating money immediately. And that's really the long-term goal anyway. And the people are smart. They want to know that what they're spending on goes directly to what you're telling them it's being spent on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem with that bill, that package. There were so many people that had their hands on that pot that it wasn't all going to roads. And I heard over and over and over again, people were saying, Peter, I know we need road work. Let's do road work. So that's the direction I want to take it in. And as the chair of transportation, that's what I'm going to be emphasizing.
All right. Well, I know we'll be keeping up with you and, getting more information about what the plans are there. But I know we'll also, as we head into the season, we're going to see a lot of orange cones and a lot of people are going to be going in barrels and thinking, what's going on here? I thought we didn't have any money for this. But there are projects that are going to go on. And, we do need to get where we can, the roads repaired.
That's right. You know, all of the work has already been projected out for this summer.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no change. So we have time. Even next year's projects, those are already projected out.
Right.
You know, MDOT and the county does a great job. Bruce in IOSCO and Jerry up in Presque Isle and all the rest of the road commissioners up and down the line, they do a fantastic job. They're planning their strategy already for the years to come, but we need to do something. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. I believe all the presentations I did, which are 21 in the north, people overwhelmingly are saying that, yeah, I get it. We need to do something. So they're willing to see something come forward that actually solves the problem. And we need to solve this problem so that we don't have to keep revisiting it. And I say that because the money that comes in for road repair right now is based on the gallon sold, which is 19 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an antiquated system. It just won't continue to work. As the cars that we drive get better fuel economy, less money comes in.
Yeah.
So something else has to be done.
All right. Well, I know you've got some other things to do also. And, you know, the next time we speak, maybe we'll talk about some of the other big issues. But I know everybody was thinking about that road proposal today, and I'm glad you could check in with us. I know you're a busy man down there in Lansing. We're glad you could spend some time with us this morning.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
Have a great day.
You too, my friend.